Find your position. Comfortable, supported, completely still. Let your eyes close. You have done a significant amount of work to arrive at this session. The library has been building since the first time you pressed play. Every session, every recalibrated response that ran in a real situation, every time the gap was wide enough for a different choice, all of it present in die, all of it held. This session asks nothing new of you. It asks you to notice what's already there. Let's take some breaths. In through the nose. 2, 3, 4. All the way out. 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, in. 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4, 5. One more in. 2, 3, 4. And all the way out. 2, 3, 4, 5. Notice the weight of your body. Shoulders down, jaw easy, hands open and resting. Feel the warmth of your breath, slower now, deeper, the body at complete rest. The day behind you, this is the only thing happening right now. State your anchor word. Go to the door, open it, and step through. Feel that familiar quality of air, the scent of the library, the stillness of this place, the body responding immediately, settling into what it knows. The stairs, 10 steps down. 10. 9. 8. The body settling immediately, completely. The warmth of the library rising to meet you. The quality of this place, yours now entirely. 7. 6. The quiet arriving. Breath easy. The jaw soft, everything releasing. 5. 4. Deeper, the scent of the library full and familiar, the light warm and steady below, the conscious mind stepping gently back. 3, 2, 1. Almost there. Feel the warmth of the light on your skin as it grows. And take the last step and arrive. The library. Feel it. The warmth of the light on your skin. The scent of the space, clean and deep and completely familiar now. The floor solid beneath you, the breath easy, the whole space that has been building since this work began. Take a moment to simply be in it, to notice what is here. Look at the display stand. The patterns that are close to the front now, the ones that have been filed most recently, most consistently, with the most real-world evidence behind them. Notice which ones have moved since this work began. Notice what is there now and wasn't there before. The updating section, the entries arriving from the practice, the real-world moments where the recalibrated response ran, where the gap was there, where the choice was made. Small filings, consistent filings, building the library in a direction that wasn't there when the work began. The identity entries. The role-specific identities filed across the chapters. The parent, the partner, person in their own company, the person in the moments the habits used to run. Each one present, each one growing. Dai takes all of this in. The full library, as it is now. Richer than when this work began. Different in specific, real ways. The patterns that have updated, the calibrations that have shifted, the entries that are present now. This is what the work has produced, genuinely, measurably different from where it started. Charlie. The threat detection system has been recalibrating throughout this work. Notice where the alarm is more accurate now, where situations that used to produce a full activation are arriving differently, where the gap between the signal and the response has widened enough that the reaction type sorter has room to run. Charlie has new information. The sessions have been filing it directly. The trigger settings walked through, the calibrations updated, the new responses installed alongside the old signals. Charlie knows, at a level where knowing matters, that some situations are more settled than the previous calibration held. Notice where Charlie is working with more accurate information. The specific situation you brought before this session, the place where the recalibrated set response showed up. Charlie noticed differently in that moment, filed differently, and that filing is present. The calibration continues. Charlie keeps updating from what is actually happening, what is actually helpful. The practice and the calibration move together. That is how this has always worked. The identity, the question that opened this work. Who you wanted to be, the version you described at the beginning, the person who handles difficult things with steadiness, who responds rather than reacts, who shows up from genuine capability, hold that picture and hold the person you are now simultaneously. The distance between them, specific, honest, real. The distance covered is real. The situations that have run differently, the gaps that have been wide enough, the recalibrated response that arrived, the library holding something it didn't hold before. Feel the quality of that. Warm, solid, real, genuinely yours, genuinely you. And the distance remaining, real too. The patterns still establishing, the calibrations still updating, the work continuing past the last page of this book, because recalibration is a direction. Both are true. Both belong to the person standing in this library now, with more of the first picture in the library than there was at the beginning, and a clear, honest, grounded sense of what the practice looks like from here. Dai holds both, the person this work began with and the person it has built towards, filed together. The distance between them is evidence, of what the library can do when it is given consistent practice to work with. One more place to go before we return. The beach. You've been here before. The first session in this book brought you here. The sound of the waves, the sand beneath your feet, the quality of walking with quiet certainty and leaving footprints that deepened as you went, the session that began everything. Return to it now. The same beach, the same light, warm, unhurried, the sound of the water, steady and easy, the air on your skin, that quality of somewhere near the sea. You're here again, standing at the water's edge. The sand beneath your feet is the same, the warmth of it, the slight give. The waves coming in and pulling back, coming in and pulling back. And begin to walk. Look down at the prints you're leaving. The same feet, the same person who walked here at the beginning of this work. And the prints are different. Because you have become more fully yourself, the calibration has shifted towards who you actually are, the version of you that was always there underneath the patterns, waiting for the library to catch up. And the library has been catching up. It has been catching up all along. Walk for a moment. Just walk. Feel the sand beneath your feet, the warmth of the light, the sound of the water steady beside you, your body moving with the ease of someone who knows who they are in this space. Notice how it feels, the steadiness of it, the quality of moving through this with the whole of the work behind you and the whole of the practice ahead. Both present, both yours. And stop for a moment. And look back at the prints. This is the distance from where this work began to here. The whole path visible, every step yours. And the beach ahead of you, the path continuing, the practice ongoing, the library still building, the footprints still to be laid. You know how to walk now. You have always known how to walk. The work has simply made the knowing more available, more consistent, more reliably yours under pressure. Begin to let the beach soften, the sound of the waves becoming something you carry rather than something you hear. Present, steady, yours. Make your way to the stairs. And 10 steps back up. 1. 2. Carrying all of it. 3. 4. The library full. 5. Halfway. The beach still with you. 6. 7. The practice continuing. 8. 9. And 10, back through the door. Notice the room around you, the floor solid and real, your hands resting easy, the breath slow and steady and yours. and bring gentle movement when you're ready. And when it's time, whenever you're ready, open your eyes. The library knows who you are. It always did. Now it has the evidence to prove it.